98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tropical Storm Debbie is not finished yet. We have the story.
Funeral for fallen Wichita firefighter this morning. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. In a rare evening meeting, the Wichita City Council discussed the proposed 2025 city budget. Some highlights of that budget are ahead.
Officer's canine helps Lawrence police find illegal drugs. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Debbie's final chapter involves moving north and northeast from the Carolinas at a faster clip, with soaking rains, flash flooding, and the threat of tornadoes into the weekend. AccuWeather's chief meteorologist, John Porter, said the mid-Atlantic states and parts of New York and New England will see significant rainfall that could cause dangerous flooding into the weekend, such as on parts of Interstate 95 near bigger cities. From eastern Virginia up to Vermont, an active stretch of tornadoes is also possible today. Tornadoes spawned by Debbie have leveled homes, damaged a school, and killed one person. The tropical storm was downgraded to a tropical depression Thursday afternoon.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting after a man with a head injury walked into a medical facility to get help early yesterday. A 21-year-old man had suffered a gunshot wound to the head. Officers initially unable to interview the man. He was being stabilized and transferred to another hospital for more treatment. The man is expected to survive. Investigators are now working to determine the circumstances leading up to the shooting.
A fallen Wichita firefighter will be laid to rest this morning. The funeral for 27-year-old Ty Voth will be this morning at 10 a.m. at the Park City Arena. A public viewing begins at 9. Voth died last Thursday after battling a house fire, and officials are still waiting on test results to determine the cause of death. The Wichita Fire Department will live stream the services on their Facebook page, and following the service, Voth will be buried at Whitewater Cemetery. Flags have been ordered to be flown at half staff in memory of Voth.
The first public hearing for the city of Wichita's proposed budget for the coming year was held last night at City Hall.
The budget totals nearly $764 million and prioritizes crime prevention, pavement maintenance, and also supports economic development and housing insecurity. Stephanie Hager spoke to the council. With the recent death of Wichita firefighter Ty Voth, she pleaded with the council to spend more on the fire department.
Please, before another firefighter or another civilian ends up out here without the help that they need when they need it, we can do better. And I believe in all of you, you can do this.
The 2025 budget is balanced, but a $3.6 million deficit is forecast for 2026, with further increases in later years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Lawrence Police Department recently seized 33 pounds of meth during a security sweep with the help of a canine officer.
They were performing a routine security sweep at a transportation facility Wednesday evening when the canine, named Shadow, indicated the presence of illegal drugs in a piece of luggage. They seized 33.8 pounds of methamphetamines and 1.26 pounds of cocaine. The KBI is now testing the drugs to determine if fentanyl was also included. No one claimed the luggage and no arrests have been made. However, investigators are working to identify the owner. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
New police body cam footage shows some of the chaos that ensued after an assassination attempt on former President Trump. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
In the minutes right after the shooting, you can hear the cops talking. One officer, livid, saying he told the Secret Service to secure that roof, but says they just didn't listen.
I told them to post guys over here.
About 30 seconds before the gunman opened fire, one officer had a chance to stop this whole thing, to stop the shooter. The local cop was boosted up by another officer, but when he saw the armed 20-year-old up on that rooftop, he dropped down. Then the gunman started shooting, firing nearly a dozen gunshots into the crowd, nearly assassinating President Trump and killing an innocent man. Two others, as we know, were badly injured. There were 12 videos released by police. One video shows, and you can hear these cops talking about how they were watching the gunman for a while, but say they just lost track of him.
More congressional hearings are expected. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs football game tomorrow in the preseason right here on KNSS. We'll preview that. Hear from Coach Reed coming up in sports.
A Barton County fire is blamed on a squirrel. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A man in Michigan learns there's a hefty price to pay for telling off a judge.
Daryl Jarrell now resides in the Washtenaw County, Michigan jail, sentenced there for 558 days after telling Judge Cedric Simpson on what part of his anatomy his honor may firmly plant his lips. That and other foul-mouthed comments earned Jarrell 6 contempt citations, which add up to his long stay behind bars. Simpson is the same judge who sentenced a man to jail after he appeared before him on a Zoom suspended license hearing from behind the wheel of his car. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
An American icon turns 80.
For 8 decades, Smokey Bear has taught millions of Americans about fire prevention. He was born on August 9, 1944, a product of the USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council to be a symbol for forest fire prevention. Smokey got national attention in 1950 when a New Mexico wildfire orphaned a black bear cub who was rescued by a firefighter and offered to the Forest Service on the condition that the bear be dedicated to conservation. Smokey even had his own tagline.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Later getting an update to focus on wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Happy birthday, Smokey. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Barton County, Kansas fire is being blamed on a squirrel. A Facebook post from the fire district said firefighters were sent to a grass fire. They found a small grass fire that appeared to have begun near the base of a power pole. The fire was extinguished, and it was determined the fire started when a squirrel climbed onto the wires of the power pole and came in contact with two power lines, which caused a spark that set the grass on fire. There was no property damage, but the squirrel did not survive.
In Las Vegas, a piglet that survived a fall off a truck is thriving and living up to his name, Lucky.
When we first met Lucky a little over a year ago, he was just a little piglet weighing only 18 pounds. But now he is all grown up and he's gained a few hundred pounds. Back in May of 2023, Rebecca Zajac and Lars Gradel were driving when they saw this little piggy tumble out of a transport truck.
So that's when I jumped out of the car and snatched him up.
They brought him to the All Friends Animal Sanctuary. More than a year and 300 pounds later, the bond is still strong between Lucky and the humans who saved him.
When he did the tumble onto the freeway, he just jumped right up and was investigating the freeways.
Shauna Kalafi, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area looking pretty good. Traffic volumes are picking up. I'm not seeing it heavy enough to slow anything down just yet, although this is a heavy traffic area and we've now got a stalled out vehicle, so watch out for this. Eastbound K96, right around the ramp to Hillside, so pretty close there to the North Junction at I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell. Good morning, Ronnell.
Well, he's out enjoying the nice weather.
Yes, he's out on the patio.
He's out on the patio.
On the patio enjoying the weather. And who can blame him, right?
Exactly.
That sounds great. You know, I was looking at the radar just a few minutes ago. And to see how much rain we have in the area. Not much.
No, not much.
There's an area of showers up along the Nebraska border, and there's one down in Oklahoma. And in between, there's us. Let's find out more about what's going on right now in the weather with Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Yeah, good morning, Steve and Ted. You guys got me now?
Yay!
We got you.
Okay, I expect a problem like that to happen on a Monday, not on a Friday. But you know what? Because it's Friday, it's all right. We'll let it slide this time. But yeah, so when it comes to that rainfall, this is something that we'll just need to watch out for, you know, as we go through the weekend, just like how we received a little bit of rainfall yesterday. Not necessarily expecting a weekend washout still with our weekend right at our doorstep, but there could be a few showers and thunderstorms around at times, but you know, if you're listening right now, as Steve mentioned, some of that rainfall way up to the north around that Kansas-Nebraska line, and there's some rainfall impacting portions of southwest Kansas at this hour. Majority of the Sunflower State pretty dry, but we'll gradually see some of those showers kind of float through more portions of the area, possibly the Wichita Metro as well. So despite it being pretty dry out there, just grab a light jacket, light rain jacket and umbrella just in case, as we'll have around a 20% chance for the day ahead. Temperatures. Also, the cool down continues. 78 degrees for a high today, and a northeast wind going to be light at 5 to 15 miles an hour. We'll continue to have a chance through tonight into our Saturday of a passing shower or thunderstorm. Low of 61 degrees. Going to be a cool start to our Saturday morning. Already noticing that cooler start this morning, too. And then when it comes to at least the first half of our Saturday, especially during our morning hours, that may not be the best time to be out and about. It's going to be tough to get any outdoor activities in. Should be a little bit drier during the afternoon with a high of 78 degrees. But then by late Saturday night heading into Sunday, it looks like there's going to be some spotty scattered activity again as we'll continue to have the chance of seeing a few passing showers or non-severe storms around Sunday to wrap up the weekend. High of 82 Sunday, a little bit warmer, and then we'll just continue to warm next week. 85 on Monday, only a 10% chance of rain. 20% chance on Tuesday, high of 91. And then after that, it does look like we're going to get into another drier pattern that's going to help those temperatures warm back up into the middle 90s both Wednesday and Thursday. Right now we're at 62 degrees, very little cloud cover out there with a light north breeze at 10 miles an hour.
I got a feeling it's going to warm up again before Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. It's at the end of the day, it's August after all. Yeah. And that's almost expected this time of year. But Steve, Ted, more of a reason to, you know, enjoy the fact that it's cooler out there. Enjoy these next few days while we can.
Thank you, Ron L. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here. Had a cooler day yesterday. 88 degrees here in Wichita for a high. Normal high, 92. Today is the ninth day of August, and it was on this date in 1969. Actor Sharon Tate and four other people were found brutally slain at Tate's Los Angeles home. Cult leader Charles Manson and a group of his followers were later convicted of the crime. The Helter Skelter murders. 69?
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible stuff.
Yeah, that was bad stuff.
Yeah. All right, according to a new poll, the average American needs 5 lazy days a month to feel rested and relaxed. That's 60 per year and a little more than 1 a week. Obviously, lazy days don't usually happen on their own, so 21% plan their lazy days in advance. And 11% actually put them on their calendar. Put it right on your calendar, a lazy day. So, question is, what is a lazy day, right? And here's how people in the poll shaped it, okay? 3 hours for doing absolutely nothing. 3 hours for just sitting and enjoying your living space. 3 hours for watching movies and TV. 2 hours in bed. 2 hours napping. 2 hours scrolling on your phone. 1 hour eating. 1 hour reading. 1 hour listening to an audiobook or podcast. And 1 hour for dreading the next day. There you go. You got a lazy day scheduled, Ted? Yeah, just some of the inactivities.
Spending a whole hour dreading the next day? That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
That is a little more scheduled and structured than a lazy day should be.
Yeah, lazy days shouldn't be structured.
Yeah.
For working people, it's usually called a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sit in a chair. Sometimes you just got to do that. Just
for a lot of working people, it's the weekend plus the whole day before the weekend, kind of getting ready for it.
Decompress, yeah.
Slacking. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to have a half lazy day today, right?
Well, you know when it gets to be about 12:30 p.m. in this building on a Friday, and I'm the only person in the building. Seems like everybody else has already begun their weekend. Why am I still here?
And you lean out the door and you shout, "Hello, hello!"
Yeah, and nothing. Yeah,
yeah.
There's nobody here except me. And the guy, and the guy over at Sports,
there you go.
Guy over at Bob and Jeff. Max,
okay.
Me and Max are like the only two people in the entire building as of about 12:30 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
You can't blame me for that, though. My shift is over by then.
Nobody's
to blame.
No, it's just the way it is.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah, Max usually comes in here on a Friday about 12:30 and goes, "Where is everybody?" I was like, "Well, I guess everybody has started their weekend except for you and me.
They're gone." Hey, we've got something for you this morning, a chance to go to the Mac Gun Show. You simply text the keyword MAC to the number 20357. The Wichita Gun and Knife Show, hosted by Mac Show, scheduled to take place in September, the 14th and the 15th at Century 2 from 9 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. And you can enter once per day through August 12th at 9 a.m. Message and data rates apply. Again, text MAC, M-A-C, to the number 20357 for a chance to win two tickets to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show. All right. 7:18 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we've got an exciting, exciting weekend planned because the Chiefs are back in action. Ted Woodward with sports this morning.
Yeah, right? Your back-to-back Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs have their preseason opener tomorrow night. Heading down to Florida, take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. First time they've met in the preseason in 23 years. And this will be the only road game of the preseason for the Chiefs. The other two will be at Arrowhead. There you go. The Chiefs in Jacksonville tomorrow evening. And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, we tell the guys, make it as hard as you can on us when it comes to that time. Not everybody's going to make the team, but make it tough on us. And so they've got time to do that. With this schedule, that's one of the benefits. They have time to do that. Show us what you got. And they will be tough cuts.
Yeah, you got 91 guys there. But he's going to throw them all on the field at some point. Say, hey, show us what you got. The Chiefs are a one and a, that audio from the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way.
Thank
the
you.
Chiefs are a 1.5-point underdog going into this game
underdog.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Supposed to be the highest scoring game in the National Football League this preseason weekend. There you go. Chiefs Jaguars. So here we go. And we got live coverage of Chiefs football at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The game will kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. And that's right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis will have the live call on the play-by-play.
As I understand, we got some new rules this year. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, you can check that out, too.
Yeah, that works.
Check out the kickoff rules and see how that's all going. See how that shapes up. Speaking of Mitch Holtis, he's live with us 1 hour from now at 8:15 with our training camp report, our daily training camp report with Mitch. He'll give us a preview of the game tomorrow night. Mitch at 8:15 this morning. All right, let's see what's going on at the Summer Olympics in Paris.
The USA basketball team will play for a fifth straight Olympic gold medal. Team USA staged a furious fourth quarter rally to defeat Nikola Jokic and Serbia 95-91 in the semifinals, and they'll face France for the Olympic title on Saturday. The U.S. squad entered the fourth quarter down 13 points, but got 36 points from Steph Curry in the victory, who knocked down 9 of 14 shots from the three-point line. On the track, American sprinter Sydney McLaughlin-Lavroni broke her own world record, winning her second straight gold medal in the 400-meter hurdles, and Noah Lyles earned a bronze in the men's 200 final, with American Kenny Bednarik taking home the silver. Lyles revealed after the race that he tested positive for COVID on Tuesday morning. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And another big winner at the Olympics in women's long jump, Tara Davis Woodhull from the United States won the gold medal with a long jump of more than 23 feet. And got some news on her, too. She has recently been hired as an assistant coach of the track and field squad at Kansas State. So Tara Davis Woodhull will be heading to Manhattan with a new job and a gold medal in her pocket.
How about that?
And she's got more than 1 million followers on TikTok and Instagram.
So a million?
I think she should be able to recruit a little bit. Got some followers out there. How about that?
Really?
She'll look forward to her new career in Manhattan and a gold medal winner. All right, let's take a look at a little baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge lost 2-1 last night at Corpus Christi, snapping a 5-game winning streak on the road. Wichita is in Corpus Christi for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, playing at Whataburger Field. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend, but only two games. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, a very rare off day on Sunday. So it's only a two-game series between the Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals at Kauffman Stadium. You can hear those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals right now with a 1.5 game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a wild card spot in the American League. And speaking of the Chiefs, we think of all-time great receivers in Chiefs history. Think of course, the great tight ends, Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez. Think of Tyreek Hill, the guy that's still playing for the Dolphins. Do we think of Henry Marshall?
No.
We should. It's Henry Marshall's birthday today. He is 70 years old. Played his entire career with the Chiefs, all 12 years. Third-round draft picked out of Missouri. So he hasn't played since the 80s. So we're talking almost 40 years. He is still number 5 all-time in Chiefs franchise history in pass receptions.
Well, how about that?
So we shouldn't forget Henry Marshall. We should remember Henry Marshall, a guy that caught a ton of passes for the Chiefs in his 12 years there.
There you go.
It's his birthday. Henry Marshall is 70 years old today. Sports with Stephen Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it over house call for health this morning. Mental health for young people may be improving. That's coming up with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Friday morning. The city of Wichita is working to enforce water restrictions and have been sending notices to people found violating the rules. However, Public Works Director Gary Jansen says his staff is not actively patrolling for people breaking the rules.
Construction staff or housing inspectors are kind of keeping an eye out if they see something, but we're not actively, it's not meant to be punitive, so we're not actively trying to go after people. You know, our goal here is education of the community and the value we have with conservation community-wide.
You can report overwatering if you wish by calling 942-4482 or go to the city website.
Vice President Harris continues her campaign blitz.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are in Arizona after planned stops in Georgia and North Carolina were postponed due to severe weather. Arizona is rated as a toss-up by the latest Fox News power rankings, and the vice president hopes to keep the state blue after President Biden in 2020 became the first Democrat to win the state since Bill Clinton in 1996. Former President Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, recently traveled to Arizona in late July, where he criticized the administration's handling of the southern border. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump will take the stage at a rally tonight in Montana.
Former President Trump travels to Bozeman for a rally on the campus of Montana State University. The former president, in addition to firing up supporters about his campaign with Senator J.D. Vance to get back to the White House, will also seek support for Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, who wants to unseat Democratic Senator John Tester, who is running for his fourth six-year term. Crowds will likely be very friendly for former President Trump, who won Montana in 2016 and 2020 with more than 56% of the vote each time. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal money will be used to help fight veteran homelessness in Wichita. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded the Wichita Housing Authority $85,000, which is part of $20 million going to housing agencies across the country. The money can be used to help homeless veterans find housing, recruit landlords, and make security deposits.
A Mississippi attorney is busted for smuggling phones and drugs into a jail.
Cops say attorney Daniel Sidney Dale would enter the Hinds County, Mississippi Detention Center to visit inmate clients, but instead of legal briefs, marijuana, cigarettes, scales, cell phones, and chargers were stuffed into his briefcase. What makes the story even more interesting is his mugshot, which shows him sopping wet in a gray suit with his eyes bugging out at the camera. The sheriff says Dale may not have been working alone, and additional arrests are possible. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
These are exciting times at Exploration Place, Wichita Science Museum. President Adam Smith tells KNSS News, the museum has just completed its best year ever. with attendance topping 400,000 for the first time. Exploration Place is the second most attended visitor attraction in Kansas behind the Sedgwick County Zoo.
We are equal to and marginally beating Science City in Kansas City, which is a great museum. And they've got three or four times the population base to draw from as Exploration Place.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There's a podcast on our website, knssradio.com. 7:34, Stephen Ted in the morning. Let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Enjoy some cooler temps today. Definitely noticing that this morning. Only getting up to a high of 78 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm. A northeast wind, going to be light out there at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now partly cloudy, northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:35 this morning here with Stephen Ted in the morning, and with us this morning a special guest, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Terrific weather we're having. Are you here or are you in Washington right now?
No, I escaped Washington, D.C., although I just got an alert for anybody on the Capitol Plaza. Take coverage. There's a tornado warning.
No.
Who would think? There's so many things going on in Washington. Now we have a tornado, apparently. But I'm home this for the next couple of weeks in Kansas.
So you're not in Kansas anymore then. I mean, wow.
Good point.
Does that happen very – that can't happen very often in D.C., but that's a
– No.
That's some of Debbie
related
going
to the hurricane.
Debbie. All right. Well, you got somebody coming to town. You're going to be hosting a special guest on Monday. Tell us about it, sir.
Well, I'm really pleased that my invitation has been accepted, and I certainly coordinated my efforts with Congressman Estes to bring to Wichita. And I think we talked about this on the show once before. I invited the CEO and the chairman of the board after the merger, the acquisition was announced. And my first text after that was to the chairman of the board and the CEO saying, please come to Wichita. Wichita needs to hear and see what your plans are. You need to meet with employees. You need to get acquainted with the community. You need to demonstrate a commitment as Boeing to Kansas. And we had a date set a week ago, and lo and behold, the CEO, a new CEO, was announced, and he then subsequently agreed to come on Monday. So in Wichita with me on Monday will be Kelly Ortberg, the new CEO of Boeing, and Stephen Mollenkopf, who is the chairman of the board. And we're going to spend some time at Spirit talking to employees, some time with community leaders, and then I want them to see and hear about NIAR and Sherry Utash's Wichita Tech, Wichita State University Tech, and we're going to do that at NCAT. So we're going to make some hopefully some friends, but mostly we want to hear what they have in mind for how they're going to treat Spirit employees and how they're going to treat Kansas and Wichita.
Senator, do we know anything about Ortberg except that I know he's been an executive in the airline or aircraft building, but anything else you know about him?
He was an engineer and worked his way up at Collins Rockwell, became the CEO of Collins Rockwell, a significant aerospace supplier, and when it was sold to Raytheon and became RTX. He retired. He's on that board of directors. He's in his mid-60s, and he's from Iowa. And I'm always pleased when – I don't know what your home state is. I better be careful. I'm always pleased when I meet somebody that comes from the Midwest, and hopefully they bring some things that we find very appealing in Kansas with them. Well, and certainly my conversations on the phone have been very positive.
It's a tough time. This guy is not coming in under the best circumstances, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. And I hope he's up to it because – all the problems we've had with the 737, Boeing is, well, he needs to have a comeback. That's what he needs, to come back to.
Boeing, the country needs Boeing. We need it from a national security and an economic point of view. They need to succeed. They've got lots of challenges. And I mean, they brought this person in from outside, I assume, with the understanding that things are going to get turned around. One of the things that is high on my priority to discuss with Boeing executives is the defense work that Spirit now does for companies other than Boeing, places like Textron, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Atomics. We need to make sure that those jobs remain in Wichita. And what's the plan? Certainly by those companies, they'll have something to say about that. But what's the Boeing plan for the 2,000 workers at Spirit today that do defense work, not commercial work?
Is there any problem with that? I mean, as far as Boeing doing work for somebody else, is a conflict or anything?
I mean, Boeing and these companies compete for work in the defense world, so they're competitors. And so this really, I mean, I assume Boeing would be interested in doing the work. The question in somewhat becomes, on the other hand, let me say that I assume first that Boeing needs and will focus on the commercial side. They, as we just said, to get their house in order, that's got to be their priority. They got to satisfy the FAA. They got to satisfy the flying public, the airlines, and get their, I mean, nothing happens good in commercial aviation unless people know that they can fly safely, and they can fly safely. So that's the we got to get to that point, or there's no business for commercial aircraft. So that's got to be their priority. What happens to the, and the issue for me and for Kansas is if they're not, if those companies are not interested or not willing to stay in the Boeing realm, then what can we find in Wichita that can do the work that Spirit was doing? What can we find in other companies to take up that opportunity? As I've said 100 times, politicians are known for repeating themselves, but I've said 100 times at least that we want to make sure that Kansas remains the air capital of the world, and that means we need to diversify and do more work in defense and space, and we've been doing that in Wichita and South Central Kansas, and I don't want to lose the progress that we've made in bringing business to Spirit in that realm, but also to supply companies across Wichita and across Kansas.
And after your recent time at the Farnborough Air Show, are you hearing some of those concerns from worldwide customers? Are there concerns about our aviation, or are we making progress?
No, I think we're making progress, and I think there's an understanding of what's going on here. The customers certainly matter, probably matter more than anything, and the customers depend upon people who are willing to fly. But also, I mean, there's been reports with the FAA, and I've had several conversations with the FAA administrator about what progress Boeing and Spirit are making. We're going to stay on top of that to make sure that there's no false concerns, but the concerns that are real are answered.
And you just know the FAA is on this like a duck on a June bug. They are going to make sure that they make it just as tough as they can.
It took us forever to get an administration to nominate somebody and that the Senate would confirm to be the FAA administrator. We've had an acting administrator until about 6 months ago, and I think we're really fortunate to have somebody there that is in charge, that has been confirmed by the Senate, and is in there full time and knows that the people who work there know that he's there long term. So things have improved at the FAA, in my view, under the leadership of the current FAA administrator. We also have NTSB, the National Traffic Safety Board, and they're paying attention to this, and we expect another report from them about Spirit and Boeing in the near future.
Hey, the world champions of football are playing this weekend. What do you think about that?
How about that? there's just been lots of sports. I was home in Hayes. The Hayes Larks in Wichita, Kansas, won the NBC National Championship.
Right.
So we cheered them on, and then I've been watching the Olympics more this year than I have previously. They've just kind of captured me more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't blame you. You see Snoop Dogg on there. It's really.
You do know that my wife had to explain to me who Snoop Dogg was.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that a bit. All right. Thank you, Senator. Thanks for being with us this morning. Enjoy this
conversation.
Enjoy this autumn weather with you. Said a tornado warning in D.C. this morning.
Correct. Nothing can go right these days.
Holy mackerel.
I'll be in Wichita. See you on Monday.
Yay. All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. 7:43, Steve and Ted. Coming up, a Wichita Business Journal update. Park City downtown development breaks ground today. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:48 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Tropical storm Debbie has taken 7 lives, and she's not finished yet.
Two.
Wichita City Council holds an evening meeting talks about next year's budget.
One
funeral this morning for fallen Wichita firefighter Ty Both. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic cameras, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there showing some very heavy traffic on the highways right now. Seeing a lot of traffic east and westbound Kellogg between Oliver and Woodlawn. And very heavy traffic east and westbound on Kellogg right there at Seneca. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 76 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 61. Saturday, 40% chance for rain, tomorrow's high 75. Now, a few clouds, 62 degrees, north wind at 10 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up Sunday night at 7, the John Whitmer Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. John's with us this morning to give us a little preview. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Steve?
We're doing well. Got a question coming out of the primary we had this week, and it's just so many people running unopposed, and it seems like we're a little short of candidates right now. How do you get people? Yeah, I know you've served in the legislature. How do you get people involved and who want to do that kind of thing?
Well, really, that falls in part on the different political parties. The Sedgwick County Democrat Party has been fairly, for lack of a better term, disorganized for the past few years. Republican parties really started at the precinct level to recruit precinct committee people and activists. We have a statewide organization, for example, both for the men's leadership series and for women, the Eisenhower leadership series, that helps to train and recruit people who want to get involved in politics. And that doesn't necessarily mean people who want to run, but it may be people who want to be precinct committee people or who want to volunteer or work on campaigns or become staffers at the congressional level. And so I think a lot of that comes down to the different political parties, you know, recruiting candidates. And I know, like I said, here in Sedgwick County, the Democrat Party has been fairly disorganized and split between more moderate members being purged and then their more liberal factions.
Well, I looked at that ballot, and there's a lot of R's with unopposed.
Yep, which, hey, you know, being one of those R's, you don't generally mind if the Democrats aren't bothering.
There you go.
So, trust me, I don't mind. I don't mind. If they want to give it to us, we'll take it.
That's kind of selfish. All right, hey, listen, we got the November election, of course. From now on, the next couple of 3 months is going to be pretty interesting as far as the national picture is concerned. But what about here in Kansas now? You're going to have Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins on this week, right?
Correct. Well, I always like to, usually after each of these election cycles, I like to get with a member of the leadership team in Topeka and get a review with them of how they fared over the primary and then looking forward into the general. So, yes, Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will be with us Sunday night, and we'll review some of those key House races. The biggest one in the Senate was probably Dennis Pyle. People will remember him. He was a conservative. I mean, the guy's right of me. And he ran as an independent in the last gubernatorial cycle. Many people blame Dennis Pyle for the fact that Derek Schmidt lost. Well, he came in third in his own primary this last Tuesday. So he's out. He will not be returning to Topeka. So there's some shocks, and people may not be aware of that. And it'll be nice to have Dan on to talk about it and then look forward to what races maybe people should be looking at in November.
All right, and taking phone calls Sunday night. John, thanks for being with us. Have a good show Sunday night, 7, right here on KNSS, John Whitmer's show. 7:53 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. YouTube may be taking some inspiration from X.
Fox on Tech.
Ready to fact-check some online videos? YouTube is now inviting the first round of users to be their eyes and ears for a program announced back in June. When Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into X, he did away with the staff of fact-checkers, especially after learning of potential bias and involvement with government investigators. And he turned to X's users at large to help with fact-checking, and thus came community notes. X posts with questionable claims or with altered media are called out and fixed with tags citing sources. YouTube thinks such a model is a good idea, where instead of users voicing displeasure in one of potentially many comments below the video, they'll experiment with community fact-checking systems authored by users but independently reviewed by a third party. YouTube has often been criticized for its algorithms promoting videos pushing false information or unprovable claims. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
The best day on Wall Street in 2 years.
Stocks surging with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 having their best day of the year following a better-than-expected jobs report that eased worries of an economic slowdown. New claims for unemployment benefits last week declined by 17,000 to 233,000. The number was smaller than expected and signaled that the job market is holding up. All 11 sectors within the S&P 500 finishing higher, with tech leading the charge. All of the Dow 30 members closing higher, the biggest gainers, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 683 points, the NASDAQ up 464, S&P 500 up 120. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Park City's downtown development has a groundbreaking date. Lang Real Estate announcing that Park Center, that's that 48-acre development described as the suburbs downtown area, near the southeast corner of 61st North and Hydraulic, it's going to break ground at 9 o'clock this morning. In partnership with Park City, the project will build a 416-unit apartment complex, an 89-unit townhome complex, and an 89,000-square-foot space for a senior living center. In addition, the project will have 96,000 square feet of commercial space.
And in just a few days, Wichita is set to host the CEO of the company that intends to acquire its largest local employer Monday. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg will tour Spirit AeroSystems, the aerospace giant's biggest supplier. So this is according to the office of Senator Jerry Moran, who was with us just a few minutes ago on KNSS. Thursday marked Ortberg's first day on the job as he replaced Dave Calhoun. Ortberg is to be joined in Wichita by Stephen Mollenkopf, Boeing's chairman of the board, and Moran's office said. And a Boeing spokesperson also confirmed that Ortberg is coming to town next week. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Today, Ted, is National Book Lovers Day, a day for all of those who love to read. National Book Lovers Day encourages you to find your favorite reading place, a good book, and read the day away. I'd love to. I enjoy reading a lot. My son and I, that's one of the biggest things I have in common with my son, is we both are readers. He reads a lot more than me and a lot faster. But the two of us, we like to read about this, almost the same thing, about same subject, and we swap books all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's one thing. We've got a lot of things in common, but there you go. That's something we have in common. A lot of people I know and the rest of my family, we don't have a lot of readers there. And one of my best friends tells me I hate to read and I don't ever read anything. So if you're a reader, then celebrate it. All right, 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of exciting things for you on a Friday morning with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you a sad note. A funeral for Wichita firefighter is this morning, just within a couple of hours. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports with our usual special guest this time.
Now we're 20 minutes out from our live daily training camp visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Preview the game tomorrow night. We got Mitch in 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur's coming up.
Good stuff. We'll get you your entertainment news heading into the weekend in the Blur at 8:35.
And we'll have traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.